The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. And by All Star Vacation Homes, with locations in Kissimmee and Orlando. All Star Vacation Homes offers you alternatives for your Disney vacation with beautiful and affordable homes, condos, and townhomes near Walt Disney World. Hospitality has a new home, and its name is All Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Hi, this is Chad from Norton, Massachusetts, and I love Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 202 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Michelle Scribner-McLean, and with me on the show is my lovely co-host, Mike Scopa, from touringplants.com and the WDW Today podcast. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Well, thank you for having me, Michelle.
My pleasure.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Do you have a shout-out, or should I do one? Since I have a list here.
I don't want to steal your thunder.
All right. The shout-out today is to Beth Kreibel, and she did the thank you, the town's half marathon in Oakland,
right,
California.
How appropriate.
How
for
appropriate.
This show.
Yes. Congratulations, Beth. Because we actually have two guests returning on our show who are
you
from.
Mean,
yes, I'm not kidding.
Boy, I came at the right time.
Lee and Laura. Lee Zimmerman and Laura Galbraith. And Laura is a blogger for AllEars.net. She does a lot of Disneyland stuff. She has really awesome running blogs, too, that she does for Disney
races.
But
there's another reason why we have her. Because she does something very special for AllEars.net, right?
What does she do?
Well, if you want to know where to eat, what to eat, when to eat, and what's available at the Disneyland and California Adventure Resort, you have to go to Laura's menus on AllEars.net because she's got them up to date. And I know that before I go to any of the West Coast races, I check the menus on AllEars.net because I know that Laura's going to be there. I mean, just the thought of cinnamon roll French toast at the Riverbell Terrace breakfast at Frontierland, you know, I know it makes my mouth water, and I know it makes Lee's mouth water, too.
All right, but Lee has some street cred, too, because not only is he married to Laura, but he also used to be a cast member, and I think he goes to Disneyland once or twice a year. So anyway,
welcome,
they're
guys.
Still here. We haven't said hello. Hello, guys. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having us back.
Longest introduction in the world.
I know. So we really need your help because we've been to Disneyland. I've probably been four or five times now, but we have people who ask us questions about where to eat, and I can sort of wander around and tell them where to get ice cream and you know.
Go to
Napa Rose, but that's about it. So we wanted to have you come on and talk about great places for runners with the Disneyland half right around the corner. It's, I think the day after we record this, the race weekend will be starting. So we thought we would ask you to give us some tips. How does that sound?
Sure. Okay.
Great. So, Mike, where do you think we should start?
Well, I think one of the things I wanted to ask Lee and Laura is that when there is a race weekend taking place out there in the West Coast, what particular places, eateries, do they find best suited for runners? And the reason why I say that is that there are certain things that runners don't want to eat the night before a race, and there are certain things that they do want to eat. So I just wanted to hear their opinion on where would be the best places for runners to find, you know, the best things to eat before the night before.
Should we go park by park?
Sure.
Okay, so why don't we start at Disneyland, and what are some of the places we'll do breakfast first? What are some of the places that are great places for runners to go for breakfast?
Well, there are a lot of things available, so some of it depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for the classic bacon, eggs, that kind of thing, then a really good counter service option is the Riverbell Terrace in Frontierland, and they have a Mickey Mouse pancake, which is absolutely adorable. It looks great. It also tastes really good. And the thing that Mike alluded to earlier, they have the cinnamon roll French toast, which is really, really awesome. And you know what? If you've just run a half marathon and you want to eat cinnamon roll French toast, you're allowed to do that.
And it's only $8.99. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, and if I was gonna sit down, I probably would go to the bakery on Main Street.
Carnation Cafe.
Okay. Because they have a full breakfast menu with some interesting things on it. Mm-hmm. But I'm also a fan of the Riverbell Terrace. That's actually, race weekend or not, one of my favorite places to eat in all of Disneyland Resort. It's actually pretty darn good for counter
breakfast.
Service.
Yeah, for counter service breakfast, they actually do a really nice job. And the eating area, you can sit inside, but you can also sit outside at tables overlooking the rivers of America. And in the morning, it's usually cool and it's really nice to be out. It's usually not too crowded back in that part of the park first thing in the morning. So it's kind of a nice atmosphere to enjoy and get a start on your day.
I've never been there. All right, I already have one on my list, Mike.
So another place in Disneyland as well as counter service would be the Jolly Holiday Bakery. So there you're going to get more of pastry types of things, but they also have quiches, which are actually very good. So you can get specialty coffee if you want that, but you can also get quiche in addition to pastries. And I think they have some fruit cups, that kind of thing, yogurt as well, if you want something a little bit lighter, maybe.
Okay.
Cool. And there's Starbucks now.
Yeah. Oh, that was opening when I was there last. Yeah.
Yes, Starbucks on Main Street at the Market House. So you have your whole variety of Starbucks drinks, just like you'd find anywhere. They do have some pastries and some options for breakfast, but it's more limited. If you want a heartier breakfast, you'll be better off at either the Riverbell Terrace, or there's also the Tomorrowland Terrace in Frontierland has similar kinds of things. They have a pretty good breakfast burrito there, actually, and that's actually a good vegetarian option. You can ask for it to be made vegetarian, and they'll do that.
Great. Okay, what about for lunch at Disneyland?
See, I'm not convinced lunch and dinner are a whole lot different in terms of the places that you would go.
Okay, so let's combine them.
So, I mean, if there's either of the two restaurants in Orleans Square, which are going to have, you know, Cajun-y rice-based things, so you can get some carbs. Now, the danger there for some people would be that's going to tend to be more spicy. And, you know, my stomach can handle sausage, especially, like, you know, for lunch before a race. I might be less excited about something like that if I got closer to dinner time. But depending, I think, on how cast iron your stomach is, either of those are an interesting option.
A little more pricey because those are the table service restaurants. So that's the Blue Bayou and Cafe Orleans. But if you just want your classic pasta dinner, which is what most of us are looking for the night before a race, go to Red Rockets in Tomorrowland. They have pizza, they have pasta, they have actually very nice salads as well. So if you wanted to split an order of pasta and a salad or something, you could do that too.
Now, Red Rockets tends to get busy. So an option, again, depending on how you're doing, a late lunch at Red Rockets might be a good approach, because that's going to be kind of, you know, between the lunch and the dinner crowd. And I echo that they have good pasta. I really like their pizza, and I'm a pizza aficionado. Ooh. So, and then there's
theme park pizza. That's good.
It really is good.
Neat. All right, should we switch over to California Adventure?
Okay.
Let's start with breakfast.
So breakfast, there's in Cars Land, you have Flo's V8 Cafe. They serve breakfast. And they have some sort of interesting breakfast items. They're not quite your traditional eggs and bacon and sausage. They have kind of I think banana or a caramelized French toast, which I actually, it's too sweet for me. They have, was it the tamales?
Yeah.
Chicken tamales,
yeah,
for breakfast, which seems a little bit odd, but it's actually pretty good. It's a verde sauce that might, some people might think that's a little bit spicy for them. I don't know. I don't think it's that bad, but anyway, it's not quite your typical breakfast items. It's good, just not maybe what you're expecting. Pretty much the only other option I can think of is over in the Pacific Wharf area at the Pacific Wharf Cafe. They do bread bowls there, sourdough bread bowls, and you can get eggs and bacon in a sourdough bread bowl.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, you get lots of carbs from the sourdough bread bowl, maybe not quite what you need. And it is really good. My chief complaint about it is that it's a pretty small serving. So the bread bowl itself is huge, but the hollow that they put the eggs and bacon in is not very big.
Well, and then the other thing in DCA for breakfast, I mean, that was where the first of the Starbucks was in. And that one, I think, is a big enough Starbucks that I think they may actually do, I know they do pastries, but I think, I'm trying to remember if they do the kind of the Starbucks sound. Okay.
Oh, I remember that one. That is very big.
Big, yeah.
Okay.
But it's, again, it's mostly the pastries. And
the traditional stuff that you'd find at most
Starbucks.
Yeah,
that you find at Starbucks.
Like scones and things like that. Okay, what about lunch and dinner at DCA?
So lunch and dinner, again, if you're going for your classic pasta option for dinner, the counter service would be Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta, which is back in the Paradise Pier area. That's actually our go-to restaurant, so we probably don't want to talk it up too much because we don't want to get too crowded. But they have a four cheese ravioli that's really good. That's my favorite. That's my half marathon night before meal is the four cheese ravioli.
I should say that Mike and I are following along on all yours with you, and my stomach is actually starting to rumble. So with toasted pine nuts, $9.49, not bad.
And that's a vegetarian dish. Mm-hmm. Four cheese ravioli.
And then the flatbread pizzas are also quite good there. So that's good. I mean, next door to there, the Mediterranean
Paradise Garden Grill
is interesting. I mean, it would be a little bit different. And again, depending on your carb protein balance and what you're looking for, because it's basically shish kebabs. And so you could pick, chicken or tofu or beef or various different things, and you have it over rice and you have it with naan. So, I mean, you could get a pretty well balanced meal for lunch or dinner there. And again, neither of those dining areas, kind of off in that corner of Paradise Pier, typically are real, real, real busy. And there's a beer stand right out in front of them. So if you want liquid carb loading before your race, you can do that too.
There we go. Awesome. Any other places for lunch or dinner?
Well, the Wine Country Trattoria is a table service restaurant with an Italian theme, so you can get pasta type of dishes there as well. There's also Ariel's Grotto, which is a little higher priced, not really Italian food, but the food there is pretty good. You go over into the Pacific Wharf area, and you can get Mexican food. You can get Chinese rice bowls with your choice of meat and sauces. Comes with grilled vegetables. I don't like it because they put green and red peppers in all their stuff, and I don't like that. But
I do.
Enjoys the food there.
So I mean, again, that's a great the rice bowl would be a great way to get carbs. And Mexican food, an awful lot of it's fairly. The bakery has soup bowls and sandwiches and stuff like that.
Right.
Nothing you would think of as typical running food, but it is another. And again, because we're talking lunch and dinner. So that area is a good one. And that's also very convenient for a group because it's kind of like a food court. So you can go and split three different directions if you want.
Right. And nice outdoor seating area there. So there's quite a bit of seating for people. And the other important thing about Pacific Wharf area is that's where Ghirardelli is.
Oh,
so
yes.
Post-race.
I'm glad you're keeping your priorities straight. And my stomach rumbling is continuing.
Yeah.
Well, I know we've been to the Wine Country Trattoria.
Yes.
I've been actually a few times there, and I really enjoyed that. I like the salads there, although I wouldn't want to have a salad before a big race. But
yeah.
Maybe a nice reward dinner. Okay. Mike, should we talk about the...
One of the things I wanted to ask you guys is, you know, we've just talked about the parks. What are there any places in, let's say, the Disneyland, the three Disney hotels, the Disneyland Hotel, the Grand Californian, the Paradise Pier, are there any places there that you have found to be worthwhile?
One that I have done several times the night before a race has been Storyteller's Cafe in the Grand Californian. Does a dinner buffet. And so there's a wide variety of food available. You can get chicken, you can get fish, you can get, they usually have a pasta dish the night before the race, of course, salads, other stuff. So it, in some ways it might be more food than you actually need, but on the other hand, it's a good variety. So probably just about anybody can find something that they would like. You can also order a la carte from the Grand Californian or from the Storyteller's Cafe. So if you didn't want to do the dinner buffet, you could still order something off of the regular menu. And they do have pasta and other types of dishes on that menu as well. Over at the Disneyland Hotel is Tangaroa Terrace, which is a counter service place. No pasta there, but they have some interesting food items. It's more burgers and salads, so probably wouldn't really be my first choice for the night before a race, but they have some interesting breakfast items there for the morning after the race.
Well, and I'm trying to remember because, I mean, it's co-located with Trader Sam's, and I know Trader Sam's has the flatbed pizza that was so good. Yeah. And I think I've gotten flatbread pizza from Tangaroo Terrace, too.
Yeah, so, the menu right now, yes.
Yeah. So you might sense a theme with me of I like pizza, and they have lots of varieties of it. So.
And you like that pizza, too, Lee?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's flatbread pizza. I'm not a big flatbread pizza person, but he likes it. And then, of course, Trader Sam's is also there, which is a fun place to enjoy an adult beverage, shall we say.
It is fun there.
So I've decided that the next time I'm out in California, I'm going to drag Lee with me, and we're going to go have pizza and beer somewhere.
I know.
Awesome.
There you go.
We could go on a pizza and beer tour.
Yeah. Liquid and solid carb loading.
Yes.
And there's not much in Paradise Pier, right?
No, Paradise Pier, they have a table service restaurant, the Pacific, PCH Grill, PCH Grill, and the food there is good.
It reminded me of just hotel food.
Yeah,
it's just like food that you'd find in any hotel.
Right, and they really don't have a good counter service option at all. They have a small place that. At lunch, they'll do burgers and that kind of stuff, but really pretty limited selection. So you're going to be better off at either one of the other hotels or going to one of the restaurants in downtown Disney, because there's a ton of restaurants in downtown Disney.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what a good segue.
Yeah, so you can at least pick your nationality of food, because there's Ralph Brennan's Jazz Kitchen, which is Cajun food. There's a tapas place.
House of Blues.
Yeah. There's a House of Blues.
Naples, which is Italian food.
And there's a Mexican the counter service.
Tortilla Joe's, and then there's Tortilla Joe's Taqueria.
Yeah.
There's the Rainforest Cafe. There's the ESPN Club. So there's
a great bakery, too, isn't there?
Yeah, La Brea Bakery.
Yeah, and has good salads, too.
Yes, they have and really good sandwiches
Again, we're giving away one of our secrets. I mean, La Brea Bakery is good for breakfast, it's good for lunch, it's good for dinner. So that's something else for people to think about. And especially if they've got folks that don't have park tickets, because they can get into downtown Disney. But they had good breakfast, and they've expanded their seating area and stuff like that. So it's a little bit easier to actually get in there and hang out. So
that's great. I want to remind people, too, who don't know that the Disneyland Resort area, that it's just a hop, skip, and a jump to go to downtown Disney. It's not like you need any transportation. You come out of Disneyland, take a right, come out of California Adventure, take a left, and you're there.
Yeah, that's the one great thing about the whole Disneyland Resort is it's all just it's all walking distance, and there really aren't any trams other than from the outer parking areas that the day guests are using. But if you're a hotel guest, you walk everywhere.
That's great. Well, this has been really, really helpful. Mike, any last questions?
I'm trying to think if there's any. Yes, let's one more question. I want Lee and Laura to tell us their three favorite, what would you call it, decadent dessert locations.
Like the after season. Race.
Yeah.
After race.
Yeah.
Ghirardelli.
Ghirardelli.
If you want to go find Lee and Laura after the races, this is where you're going to go.
Yeah, Ghirardelli. I mean, there's Gibson Girl in Disneyland, which is good. It's not usually my first choice just because it's much more crowded than Ghirardelli is. And Ghirardelli has multiple registers and they have multiple people scooping everything up. And it just goes so much faster at Ghirardelli. Clarabelle's, which is also in California Adventure, they do kind of build your own ice cream bar. So you can specify whether you want a chocolate ice cream bar, vanilla ice cream bar, or if you want a sorbet. And then you tell them if you want it dipped in milk chocolate, dark chocolate, or I think white chocolate. And then you tell them what toppings to put on it. And they've got rainbow sprinkles, and they've got chocolate chips, and they've got, I don't know, all kinds of stuff. So that's pretty decadent.
So I'll give you a bonus one. If you're more of a classic person, you can't forget the Tiki Room and the opportunity to get Dole Whip or a Dole Whip float.
Very true.
You guys are all about the ice cream.
Well, I'm thinking about someplace.
I'd be more about the pastries.
I mean there's got to be some place on the West Coast where I can get something close to a No Way Jose.
Well, that was, yeah, Ghirardelli. Yeah, that would be the closest thing. They don't have anything that huge, I don't think, at Ghirardelli. So because it's not a table service location, it's all carry out kind of thing. So not quite the same as the Beaches and Cream experience, unfortunately. Now, one thing I noticed, which I have not had a chance to try yet, but it's on my list, the Hearthstone Lounge at the Grand Californian has a dessert menu, and I spied a chocolate tart on there. In fact,
there were like five things on that menu, and they were all chocolate. So I had to drag her out of there the other day.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to try that yet, but that might be on my list for half marathon weekend.
I think we're having a meet there too for Mickey Miles too. So
there you go.
To try.
Good planning on your part.
Yes, I know. I know. I've only had tea there before. I didn't look at the dessert menu. Well, I, in addition to being starving, now I have a whole bunch of new places to try, and I hope I get to try some of them with you guys when I see you there. And I'm sure Mike is going to change his travel plans now and head out to California. No?
There you go.
You never know.
Well, we really appreciate your coming on the show and sharing your expertise in all things Disneyland with us. Thank you so much, Lee and Laura.
That was our pleasure.
So for my co-host Mike Scopa, for Laura Galbraith and Lee Zimmerman, I am Michelle Scribner-McLean, and we will see you on the road.
The Mickey Miles podcast has been brought to you by All-Star Vacation Homes, who offer you the highest quality of vacation homes for your next Walt Disney World vacation, especially if you are looking for luxury, convenience, and above all, affordability. Hospitality has a new home, and its name is All-Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com. And by MEI-Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, serving the Disney community for over 15 years with expert advice and fee-free services to help you maximize your vacation dollar and time. Give them a try at MEI-Travel.com or MouseFanTravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.